Hallelujah, amen, in the name of Jesus. We are going to talk about better and new and living way. And we start with part one, Jesus is better. In this part, we are going to open the Bible and read the Acts chapter 2. I summarize it, the Holy Spirit comes. When Jesus ascended in the heaven, 30 days after his resurrection, he ascended to the heaven, and 10 days after his ascension came Holy Spirit. And when Jesus, during those 30 days after Jesus' resurrection until his ascension, Jesus prepared all his follower, believer, disciples to meet Holy Spirit. And Jesus watched over them how they were active Christian, and Jesus helped them each time to be better and better. And it was a Pentecost festival, and all the Jesus believer together with his disciples were together in one place, and suddenly the sky opens and a noise appear from the sky, and everybody became surprised and awakened and listened, and suddenly they felt something. They felt something inside themselves, and suddenly all of them start to speak in another language, and they didn't knew about that language. It was a group of Jews from different countries. They gathered in that place, in that for Pentecost festival, and when they could see the group of Jesus believers, followers and disciples was talking loudly with each other, they became amazed. The Jewish became amazed and told that how they can talk their language. It is their language they are talking, how they have learned their language. And it was the Holy Spirit's and God's miracle that learned Jesus' disciples and followers talk in that way, which is most of prayer, and secure themselves, protect themselves from any harm, especially from Pharisees. And this is what God is able to protect us and communicate with us, so that no demons in this world understand and hurt and destroy the message. Hallelujah, amen. We are going to talk about Peter speaks to the crowd, and he is telling that long ago the prophet Joel spoke God's message about all this. This is what he said. God says, this is what I will do in the last days. I will give my spirit to all people. Your sons and daughters will speak my message to people. Your young men will see vision in their minds, and your old men will see things in their dreams. At that time, I will give my spirit to all my servants, both men and women. No. Then they will speak my message to people. I will cause special things to appear in the sky. Jesus, they appear as another people. Somebody is done. I will cause special things to appear on the earth too. These things will show how great I am. There will be blood, fire, and thick, dark smoke. The sun will become dark to people. The moon will become dark red like the color of blood. These things will happen before the great day of the Lord arrives. That will be wonderful day. The Lord will save everyone who asks him to help them. Then God, in this part through Prophet Joel, talked with us what is happening in the end of the world, and before that, how it is, and how God help people by Holy Spirit and through and save them and protect them. And Jesus and God will, as the same way that Jesus came in this world, Jesus, Son of God, came in this world and served us, and he didn't want it to be served, only he served us. He will that we serve also each other in Christ family, and also each our siblings in through Abraham. Hallelujah, amen. We continue. A long time ago, King David spoke about the Messiah in this way. I saw the Lord near me at the time. He is next to me or my right, on my right side, so nothing will cause him trouble. Because of it, I am very happy and I will praise you, God. I am human and one day I will die, but I know that you will help me while I live. When I die, you will not leave me in Hades, the place for dead people. You will not let anything destroy the body of your Holy One. You have shown me the paths that lead to life with you. I will be completely happy because you will be with me forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Then God, through David, King David, let us know God's definition of Messiah, Jesus, Messiah, to all of us. And King David has a close connection to God, and he told the things through God. And all of us are happy to know about our beautiful Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus Messiah. Hallelujah, amen. We continue. King David himself did not go up into heaven like Jesus did, but David said, the Lord God said to my Lord, sit at my right side until I beat your enemies completely, then you will be able to put your feet on them. Hallelujah, amen. And God also again, Peter tell what God has told him about Jesus. About Jesus. Then we continue. Peter said to people, each of you must stop to Pharisees and to Jewish leader. Each of you must stop doing wrong things. You must change your how you live. If you believe in Jesus Christ, then we will baptize you. God will forgive you for the wrong things that you have done. Then you will receive the Holy Spirit, who is God's gift to you. God has promised to do all this for you and your children. He has also promised these to people who live far away in other places. The Lord your God will do it for all the people that he has called to come to him. Hallelujah, amen. Then God also through Peter informed Jewish leader and Pharisees what they have done for wrong, and how God is so nice and faithful and forgiving that talk with the Jewish leader and Pharisees through Peter, that invite them to the goodness, to the light, to the right path, to Jesus and let us in this current time that we also must do the same. We must invite as many as possible to Jesus Imperium. We continue how the believers lived. All of them joined apostles and prayed together, ate together, and helped others to be baptized after joining the Jesus. This is what we should to do in this current time, that we must invite as many as possible to Jesus Imperium. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, do not turn away from God's message. So we must have be very careful. We must continue to remember the message that we have heard about God's Son, Jesus. Then we will not go in the wrong direction and turn away from God. Then we should know that when we are Jesus follower or Jesus children in Christ family, Jesus lead us and secure us and watch over us and care about us and save us without any option. Hebrews chapter 10, part 19, we must continue to trust God. So then, Christian friends, we see that Jesus died and sacrificed on our behalf. Because of that, we may go into God's most holy place. We are not afraid to do that. Then Jesus died. When Jesus carried the cross, that cross was our sins, and Jesus died over the cross, and his blood wiped out our sin, and Jesus freed us from our sin and forgave us and rescued us and we are very amazed and we are very thankful, grateful Jesus offering and sacrifice. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, be strong as a servant of God. As we run, we must always look toward Jesus. He is the one who trusts God completely. Our faith starts with him, and he will help us to trust God all the way to the end. Jesus accepted punishment on the cross. He chose to receive much pain. He did not think about being ashamed to die like that. He knew that God had prepared something very good for him that would make him happy. Now he has sat down at the right side of God to roll with him in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Then Jesus talked about how we can be servant of God, and we must have great faith, untouchable and correct and true faith to God, and also we must be faithful, and we must also help as many as possible and bring them to Christianity, to the kingdom of God through Jesus, and show and carry Jesus' light, carry Jesus' cross, and show and bring as many as possible from darkness to the light, and let Jesus do the rest and give them a certain path to go through. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1, in Jesus, God has shown us who he is. Many years ago, God spoke to our ancestors by his prophets. He spoke many times and in many different ways. Hallelujah, amen. It is telling that before Jesus came in this world, God sent a lot of prophets, a lot of apostles, disciples to guide us and restore us to the kingdom of God. And they were lucky, but Satan and his demon are always extremely in action to divide us from God and Jesus. John chapter 4, Jesus talks to a woman from Samaria, and it is about when Jesus was tired after a journey. He was sitting at Jacob's well, and a woman of Samaria came to bring water, and Jesus asked her for water. And the woman told that no Jewish talk with Samaritan, why he does. And Jesus introduced himself to her by talking with her and telling about her life. That woman became surprised, and she ran to the village and talked with everybody about Jesus, that he is a Messiah and he knows everything, and everybody followed her to Jesus, and they became very amazed when Jesus became happy to see all of them, and also tell the truth about all of their life. And they invited Jesus to stay in their village and to teach them, and Jesus did, and they were very happy of that conversation. And after 2 days, Jesus left them. When Jesus was in the way to Galilee, in the way to Galilee, he met an officer, and the officer asked Jesus to follow him to save and cure his son who is dying. And Jesus told that officer that he can go home, his son is cured. And when he was in the way back, the officer was in the way back, he could see his soldiers, and they told that his son is living and he is well now. And when he asked which time, they told him, and it was the same moment that Jesus told that person, that officer, that his son is become good. We must be very happy that we belong to Christ's family, and we can see a lot of miracles, Jesus' miracles, all the time in our current time. And Jesus is faithful as like as Holy Father is faithful. And we must be very happy. And we must also be a part of Jesus' current revelation. Hallelujah, amen.